Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning. What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
It was nice.
Yeah? Do anything?
Very nice.
Anything exciting?
What did we do this week? No, just Juan Carlos went and got Victoria on Friday, and then so Saturday we were gonna go to this pumpkin patch,
mm-hmm.
And then oh my God, the line, it was like ridiculous.
Really?
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. So we took the side and we went to have dinner at Buffalo Wild Wings, and then we were gonna go yesterday, and we went again. And thinking, you know, it's going to be, if we go a little earlier, it's going to be, you know, less people. Yeah, right. No, it was the same. That freaking line wraps around the freaking fair thing. And it was like, no. So Victoria was very upset because she really want to go. So we promised her that we're going to pick her up this weekend and we're going to take her to the fair again. So
it's probably going to be worse as you get closer to Halloween, I would imagine.
Yes, but, you know, Saturday, though, we went, like, at 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, jeez.
And
wow.
Then, and yesterday, because we were supposed to go at 4 o'clock, but, you know, I started making dinner, so it was too late. And then, you know, like, of course, the mom, being a fucking pain in the ass, like, giving Juan Carlos a hard time. You're supposed to bring her at 6:30, blah, 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 because they have to go to school the next day, and because you don't have to deal with four kids, waking them up in the morning. Like, she put it like, oh, we messing up her fucking schedule, right? It's not like, you know, she's already, every time that we send her home, she's already showered, she's already had dinner, so it's nothing else that mama have to do with her, right? So I asked Victoria, what time did you go to bed every day? 9 o'clock. And I look at Juan Carlos and I say, you see, she just wants to be a fucking asshole, right? So, but anyway, so we went there. It was already 6:30 and the line was ridiculous. Imagine if we would have stayed, we would have been in line for an hour and a half.
Oh, man.
It was going to be too much. So... But yeah, like she's giving us a hard time, and also with Paquita, that I wasn't not talking to her the whole weekend. She pissed me off.
Why? What'd she do now? That's the aunt you said, right?
That the aunt, yes. She we bought this special milk for them that the bottle costs almost $5 because they have it's no lactose, and it's just a special milk, right? And it's expensive, you know, $5 a gallon, 1 liter. I mean, it's a lot. So we bought it, and we didn't know that Ethan and Hazel were drinking the same milk, right?
Oh.
So the other day, Hazel and Ethan grabbed a bowl of cereal, and she saw them drinking the milk. So she went all the way to Ethan's room. She fucking opens the door. She didn't knock. She just opened the door and told Ethan to please not to drink her milk because that's the only milk that she can drink, and that's the milk the doctor told her to drink, and I pay $5 per bottle. Please do not drink my milk. If you want that milk, tell your mom to buy your milk. Right? So Ethan called me and he asked me, he said, Mom, who buys the milk, you know, the blue bottle milk? And I said, well, Juan Carlos and I, we do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked why. So he told me all this. Oh, I was fucking pissed. I was like foaming out my mouth coming out. So I called Paquita. I swear. That's one thing again that I fucking hate. Fucking pity people. Like, everything that's in the fucking house, everybody can eat it. And we told her already that, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not the type of person that, like, my cousins, Adrian, they come to my house and they fucking take lunch. They go to my pantry and start getting chips or whatever for them. I don't care. If they're there, you know what? Eat it. I was not raised like that.
Right,
and for her to tell my son that. So I called her and I told her, I said, listen, my Ethan can eat and drink whatever is in the house. That's why I buy it for. And I said, and then you told him that you pay $5. I said, I buy the milk. So please, I said, you need to stop telling my son that he cannot eat this, you know. And then he said, okay, right? So I told Juan Carlos, you need to talk to her because this is fucking ridiculous. So he talked to her, and then he made her cry, and then so she went and apologized to Ethan.
Good, she should.
So, and then we went yesterday to get more, we bought fucking 10 more gallons of milk.
10?
Well, it's like, you know, that milk doesn't go bad, like, as the normal milk.
Oh, okay.
So that milk that we bought, like, we can use it all the way into January.
Holy shit.
Even if we open it. So, and then, so Juan Carlos told yesterday to Paquita, you know, we went to the store, we bought plenty of everything, so, you know, this way you don't tell Ethan to not eat whatever, and this, you know, and she said, like, yeah, whatever, well, I'm going to leave. So, but yeah, I'm so fucking pissed with her because it pissed me off.
Are you regretting?
Because she went out of her way to go to her, to go to his room, Adrian.
Yeah. Huh. Are you regretting the decision of all of you living together?
Like, yes. With her, yes, 1,000%. Now, with my mother-in-law, she's the fucking sweetest thing ever. Yesterday, I was in the kitchen, and she just came out of nowhere. And she hugged me from behind.
Aww.
And then she was like, she calls me Niña, my little girl. She said, my little girl, you need help. I said, no, Vicky. You know, like, go sit down, and I got it. Don't worry. Thank you. And, you know, she hugged me. So I hugged her back, and Paquita saw that. And I know she felt like, you know, like shit because I don't do that to her. And she just walked away and went to her room, and she stayed there for an hour. So, but I was like, my mother-in-law, she's very sweet, always, every time. You know, mi niña, how was work? Mi niña, you need help? Mi niña this, mi niña that? Like, she's very sweet. You know, she's so easygoing, my mother-in-law. But her is just a fucking pain in the ass. I didn't know that she is like that.
Wow. And she's the older one. The aunt is, mm-hmm. She does the older one, right?
Paquita's the oldest one, yes. Yeah, so, but it's like she gives me a big time. I was pissed.
Oh, you said they only speak Spanish, right? Like,
see. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, how was your weekend?
Does Ethan speak Spanish?
He does. Like, all very, like.
He's fluent?
Yeah, right. No, it's like a white boy speaking Spanish. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. That kid is like a no-sabo kid, and then he speaks like an American trying to speak Spanish.
Really?
Huh. He understands everything now, but like when it comes to speak it, he has a very, very heavy accent.
Interesting.
And he doesn't pronounce the words right.
Yeah, I could never roll my R's correctly. I was not good at Spanish. Like they say, either people can, they're very good at speaking a foreign language, or some are, like, just terrible. But usually the people who are terrible are more, like, science, math type people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah. And because Ethan is very math science, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes, he is good with numbers, this kid. So. Oh, shit, that reminds me. But, yeah, so, and the frontier, I love when he speaks Spanish because it's so cute. To me, it's super cute how he speaks Spanish, right? And Francesca, I love Francesca, too. Francesca's fluent in Spanish. She can read, she can write. And she can speak.
Oh, wow, good.
Yes, but she makes fun of Ethan because he doesn't know how to speak Spanish, and he gets pissed. Shut up, Francesca.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. No, uneventful weekend. Nothing too crazy.
Nice. How's your son doing?
Oh, he's good. He's good. I told you he started his own company, right?
Yes, how's that going?
Well, he's doing, Saturday he worked, he was doing jobs because his great grandmother hired him to do some stuff. Like,
oh,
he's
God.
very legit and everything, so. But,
like, he's getting paid?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So.
That's good.
He is paying him. He has money in his business account and everything, so.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, other than that, I mean, he's doing everything by the books. He has an accountant. I mean.
Oh, good for him. Look at him. Oh, my God. You must be so proud of him, Adrian.
Yeah. I'm just.
Oh, that's good.
Hard worker, and he actually has a meeting today, I think he said at 3. There's an investor who wants Jaden to fix up his houses that he's buying. Like, this investor has, like, this huge portfolio of all these houses, and he wants Jaden to fix them up so they can flip them.
Oh, my God, you must be so proud of him. Oh, my God, you did a great job with him, Adrian.
Yeah, thank you. It's a lot of work.
Oh,
like,
trust me, I'm raising one, too.
No.
Yeah.
I meant, like, what he's doing. Like, he's, like, overwhelmed, you know.
Oh, I bet. Well, you know, being a construction worker is not fucking easy.
Yeah. So, so is Ethan going to school still for medical, or what's he in school for?
No, for business.
Oh, he changed it? Wasn't he in medical?
No, wanted to be a doctor, and then he wants to be an orthodontist, and then he wanted to be a lawyer. And none of that happened, so this is his third year in business.
Oh, wow. Does he like it?
Yeah, he loves it. He has a shitload of work, you know, homework, but he loves it, so... Yeah.
Wow.
So go for you, mijo. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah, he likes it. So.
Good. So how's everything business-wise? What's been going on?
Start picking up with home repairs and some special orders. So hopefully soon I start getting called with diamonds. I got a customer that he was looking for a 1-carat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of give him an idea how much it will be for a 1-carat round or whatever. So, and then he went and asked another lady that he knows, she's in the jewelry business or whatever. So he found in Blue Nile, that's what I said. 103 H color BS2. Let's see. BS2. That was the. Oh, okay. Got the set of the pictures. It's GIA. It is 103 H color BS2. And then it's excellent, very good, excellent, a strong fluorescent.
So it's hazy as hell.
So he pays $3,000.
Probably really, really hazy. And the VF probably has black on it.
It does. I saw the freaking diamond.
Yeah, you tell me got screwed, basically?
I did, but you know, he said I have to watch my money, blah blah blah. I said I understand, and then he said, you know, I don't want you to be mad at me. I was like, you know what, Al, I'm not mad at you. You can do whatever you want, but I'm just that's my job to tell you that you need to be very careful with this, especially this, company Blue Nile, because that's what they get. Like all the diamonds that nobody wants, they get it.
Exactly.
That's why. You know, that's why they're like, you know, you get what you pay for, you know.
Correct.
So,
mm-hmm.
But, like, and then he said, okay. So, I said it for him. The diamond is fucking ugly as hell. But, hey, you know, I told him, and he went for, you know, the cheapest route. So, I said, okay. So, Go for you.
Yeah. He could have got a better looking GSI-2 or HSI-2 or even JVS, and it would have been true. Like, he wouldn't have seen a difference, you know.
Here, I'm gonna send you the certification.
I'm going to send it to you. I already know. It's probably black all over the table, probably hazy, pinpoints not shown.
Oh, I don't have you here. What?
What?
I don't have you in my business phone number. I mean,
you've sent me stuff before.
I do. I'm just kidding. I didn't.
Oh.
Oh, you horses. I just sent it to you.
You're funny. Did you send it to the wrong Adrian?
No, I sent it to you. But you know what? I don't know why invalid destination address.
You have 585-208-9213?
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't know. Okay, well, I'll send it to you with the other one. I don't know why it's not. I cannot send text message to another Android.
That's so weird.
Yeah,
I thought it was
the same thing.
I wonder if I, even if I, sent you a message, you wouldn't get it, to the business?
I don't know. Try it. I don't know. No idea why.
Oops.
I sent it to you.
I just sent hi to Petra Jewelry.
Yeah, I got it.
That's weird.
I got it. And, I don't know why it says this invalid
number.
Girl, how
do you do anything with those damn fingernails? Holy shit.
You see. Oh, my God, it did. I kill a... What is it called? Fuck.
Ooh, that's channel. Yeah, that's a shitty stone.
I kill a scorpion.
With your fingernail?
No, hell no. In my bathroom.
Did you really?
I did. It was a little, and then, you can barely see it because it's the same fucking color of, in my bathroom. And the counter is granite. What is it called? The top, the...
Yeah, granite.
Granite. And it has, brownish color, little specks of brown. And then that fucker was the same color of it. And you can barely see it.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about.
And then, look, when I killed it.
Close app. I don't know why it's, That, through that one, it's, funky. It made me force quit my app. Oh, my God. How the hell did you see that, and how did it get in your house?
I don't know. It was in my bathroom. I was getting ready, and then I had my flat iron on. So, and then I'm blow-drying my hair, and I see something moving, something brown moving from the corner of my eye. So I moved my... So I moved my fly iron, right, and I look it. I was going to pick it up because I thought it was one of those, fast little thingies, And then when I see it fucking moving, I jump. It was like, holy shit. So it dropped where my where you take a bath.
Yeah, the bathtub.
The bathtub, yes. And then I couldn't fucking see it. I was looking for it because I'm telling you, it's you can barely see it because
it's tiny.
Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, motherfucker, I hope, I didn't fucking love the thing. So I turned the lights off and I turned my light because those glow in the dark.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they call green, neon green.
Oh, weird.
Mm-hmm. And then I fucking killed it. I was like, oh, my God.
With a shoe?
With my sandal, I'm gonna eat your ass.
Oh God! How? Oh, you think it came in through the doggy door?
No, I think it came because, like, I see, like, a little opening between my, where the sink is and the bathtub. It's, like, a little crack in there. So I told Juan Carlos, you better fucking seal that shit.
Right.
So and then he's going to spray it tonight when he gets home.
Dang. So people can't walk barefoot out there, can they?
Oh, people does it all the time, Adrian, but... Yeah, we have. I used to have problems with scorpions when I used to live in the apartment. Francesca's dad got bit like 6 times.
Well, I thought they were poisonous.
Well, no, not this one. I mean, there are some of them. They're very, you know. But I mean, if you're allergic to it, yeah, it, you know, it can cause serious damage. But He was not allergic to it. He got, the last time, got bit in the neck.
In the neck? Oh, my.
Jeez,
that's not good.
No. And, like, because we are close to the mountains. Like the mountains is, like, right there.
Okay.
So that's why.
Ugh, yuck. Yuck. All right. Well, let me let you go. I'll check with you later, but I hope you have a good
day. All right, Adrian. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.